Our processional hymn is 634. 634. Let us rise in body or spirit. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church on this beautiful July day here in American Falls, Idaho. This is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, and our appointed liturgy is found in our bulletins. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 595. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith and hope and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for our lessons.
The first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for the memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalmody this week is Psalm 65, verses 9 through 13, if you would read the bold print. You visit the earth and water it.
You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for you so have prepared it.
You water its furrows abundantly,
settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth.
You crown the year with your bounty.
Your wagon tracks overflow with richness.
The pastures of the wilderness overflow.
The hills gird themselves with joy.
The meadows clothe themselves with flocks.
The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing joy.
The second reading this week is Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through that dwells in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus went out and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. They sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So today's gospel lesson from Matthew seems easiest to preach, in my mind at least, if it's being preached in a pulpit, standing in a community like American Falls, Idaho. Just as so many of Jesus' parables, and the whole of Scripture for that matter, references over and over the everyday world of agriculture and horticulture from which our faith grew and which was the everyday reality for well over 90% of humanity. Well, until we started to move into the economies of factories and offices and such about 300 years ago. Having grown up myself on a multi-generational farming operation in the Upper Valley, I can speak personally of images which seem to just come naturally to my own mind. Jesus or the prophets preceding him speak and write using agriculture to illustrate a point. But God and humanity is what these stories are about. Jesus' parable today illustrates the ancient planting methods, which would have been very familiar to living memory among the old timers when I was growing up, just a wee lad, and though the advent of scientific soil chemical analysis, along with mechanized and computerized crop planting and harvesting, is now our reality. The methods which displaced so much of my grandfathers and their grandfathers and grandmothers and their grandfathers and grandmothers all the way back when they were planting. This is the broadcast method of which Jesus spoke today. Jesus describes familiar methods to his listeners. It would be pretty familiar to us too. The broadcast method of sowing seeds and what to expect as we preach and teach and baptize, spreading the gospel, the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ. Now you will recall that just before Jesus told this parable about the sower, the planter, that he had also told his disciples that he was sending them out as sheep among wolves. Again, from horticulture, a parable, a reference familiar to most of his listeners every single day. Today's illustration from Jesus reiterates. It describes what we can expect as those who are sent. Jesus dispels any hopes that our message, which is really his message, will always evoke celebrations of hail fellow well met. Oh no, much as we might expect as believers ourselves, Jesus describes the reality of telling good news in a world that so desperately needs it. There is resistance. Oh, yeah, that's how it is. There's soil that's hard. There's soil that is on the path. It resists the seed, which will not receive the good news. The bearers of good news, we are scattered among the hard-hearted. Folks who don't care about the things of God or the sufferings of their fellow human beings, people, you know, become very much like the God they worship. And the God which is cold, hard cash will engender worshipers which are cold and hard. Soil can be cold and hard, but the sower broadcasts the seed anyway. Everywhere. And there it lies. Other seed falls and grows in rocky soil. There is a ubiquitous message in the United States for generations that the good news will shield like Teflon against the traumas, the troubles, and is common to all humanity. And while the seed is accepted initially, the inevitable rocks and thorns of all human lives will be given the upper hand, and the quick new growth will die. Jesus warned us to count the cost of discipleship, that the way is not without troubles. Jesus lived, he loved, and he died for the real world, not some fantasy world, but this one, the real one. And it can be a very sad and treacherous place. The seed is scattered into the same real world with its rocks, its thorns, its troubles. People will blame God and walk away. When answers are not quick, like, say, a microwave dinner, any of us who care for crops, for lawns, for flowers, know well the third soil, seeds among the weeds. Jesus will be talking about that later this summer in our liturgy, in our lectionary. The cares, the riches, the easy pleasures of life. Busyness that builds on busyness, that builds on busyness. The seed is there, but the other plants keep it from growing and producing fruit. So much to do, to do, to do, to do. None of it for the benefit of Jesus' good news. It is especially to these that Jesus has bidden, come to me, and I will give you rest. And then the seed falls on good soil. We are scattered on the hard soil, on the rocky soil, among the weeds, and on good soil, ready to nurture, to receive, and to host, that the seed will flourish and grow and produce fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Jesus explains what his parable means this morning. Jesus describes the process of spreading good news, the gospel. He gives scant little explanation as to why the soil is the way it is. It just is. But let's be honest. Our own hearts contain at least a little of all of these soils. And it is by God's word, Jesus, God's word made flesh, that we receive, not earn, that we receive the means by which God cultivates this good soil, which is God's and has always been God's alone. We are dismissed at the end of every divine service to love and to serve the Lord. We are scattered daily into the different soils. The Lord is the Lord of the harvest. It's His harvest. The gospel is His. The good news is His. We are the seed who bear it. Wherever we're scattered, we love and we serve the Lord.
The harvest is His.
Our hymn of the day is 856.
Thank you.
Let us rise and confess together faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's steadfast love for all God has made, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. God, our gardener, you scatter grace like seed across the world. Continue to cultivate the garden of your church with your abundant spirit. God of grace, God, our joy, your bountiful creation reflects your commitment to life despite our actions disregarding its wonder. We look toward Isaiah's vision when all creation rejoices and the trees will clap for joy at your salvation. God of grace, God, our life, you give us the same spirit by which you raised Christ from the dead. Set our minds on that spirit whenever fear or condemnation overwhelm throughout the world. God of grace, God, our host and table, we pray for children who hunger and rely on school meals, for all who toil under this hot sun without refreshment, for the chronically ill who have exhausted their resources, and for local concerns, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, God, our source, tend this assembly with your grace throughout this summer season. May those who travel for work or recreation do so safely, and may visitors find refreshment among us. God of grace, we give you thanks. The roots of your goodness run deep throughout history. We remember those saints who have gone before us in faith. God of grace, grateful for your abundant provision and trusting in your goodness, we cast all our cares upon you through the abundant grace of Jesus. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls, Idaho this morning. Today in the church year is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Shonda Bauer, Janice Carlson, Tim Miller, Lynn Fogerson, Ian Sloan, and Lyndon Porath. Happy anniversary this week to Larry and Holly Size, and Stuart and Elsie Pancrest. We're refreshing our prayer chain list. Please contact Lisa if you would like to be added to receive or share prayer requests. We are seeking individuals to deliver sermons on August 2nd, the 9th, and the 30th. If you are interested or know someone who would like to serve, please contact Patty Porath. And also, please stay for coffee hour today. We have lots of goodies in the kitchen today, and we have several guests, so please come back for coffee. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections? Okay, the offering will be collected at this time.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." The gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. The body of Christ given for you. Gary, the body of Christ given for you. 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 Blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ. Given for you, the body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ. body of Christ given for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Before we conclude this morning's service, I wanted to share, I was asked that I share, we have a parishioner who was received into heaven yesterday, Stephen Andrews. And let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out into the World to Love and Serve, is 574. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.